Football Front Podcast. Today we're going over the butt ton of news, a lot from OTAs, but even outside of OTAs, there's been a lot of stuff going on the past few weeks, including what we're starting with. The Denver Broncos got sold to the Walton Penner ownership group. So, yeah, Walton Penner Group. For $4.65 billion, the Broncos sold themselves to the Walton Group. That's the first story we'll be covering here. Not much like to go over there, I guess. But here's something that we will have to go over. Baltimore Ravens expect Lamar Jackson to be back by next week in great shape. He was injured for all of most of last season. Star quarterback, obviously, it helps to get him back on the field. They're going to want him back on the field, and I think they'll be able to get him. He's being expected to report to the mandatory mini camp. I mean, I've heard people saying he shouldn't report because of his contract and he deserves to get paid. Yes, he deserves to get paid. I don't think it's Patrick Mahomes paid, but I really think he deserves to get paid, and he might actually win out the deal by holding out. I could definitely see it. I honestly think he should hold out to get that contract because he definitely deserves it. He deserves the contract that Josh Allen's getting, that Patrick Mahomes is getting. And if he gets that contract, I don't see why he shouldn't become a star player. Next up, Stephon Tuitt is retiring after 8 seasons. He's the Steelers defensive end. He was 29. He didn't play in the 2021 season due to family issues. I think when his sister died. So, actually, he had a pretty solid career. Sorry. He didn't play in 2021 following the death of his brother in hit and run. So, he's retiring. He was in the draft in the second round of 2014. He did very, really, very, very well for Pittsburgh. Regular starter for 6 of his 8 seasons in the NFL. Next up, Kyler Murray skipped OTAs last week, it looks like, if my page would load, which it's not doing it right now. Yeah, he's at OTAs for the Cardinals after skipping last week's non-mandatory. He did come to OTAs. That's big. I obviously think he's going to, hold out for a contract, and I think he should because he, again, deserves a big contract. I don't see why not. He's been playing the best football of his career this past 2 seasons. He deserves a big contract. Not Patrick Mahomes, but, a pretty good long-term contract. Next up, Chase Young, the defensive end of the Washington Commanders, with his ACL injury, has no timeline for on-field return, meaning he could miss a significant amount of time next year. And they cannot afford to lose Chase Young. That's very bad. It was a torn ACL. He's rehabbing it from last year, and he's just not ready yet. And that's bad for the Commanders. They need him to lead that defense, even if he is only like 25 years old. I think he's actually 25, but they're going to need him no matter what because he's like their biggest pass rusher. He's the one that leads that team, in my opinion, on the defensive side. Next up, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, Fitztragic finally has retired. They took a while, and he had an absolutely amazing career, but he finally retired. We won't be seeing him on 10 more teams in the next 10 years. The journeyman quarterback that was Ryan Fitzpatrick actually has retired. I can't believe I'm saying that. It just doesn't sound right. Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick seemed like a guy that would be around forever. I don't know why, but, he spent a lot of time in the NFL. I think it was 18 years. And he deserves to retire. he's still playing good too. That's the crazy thing. Like, Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing some of his best football only like 2 or 3 years ago. Next up, Frank Gore signed a one-day deal with the 49ers to retire as a 49ers, the team that drafted him. Not much there. Great career, though, by Frank Gore. He played for a while. One of the best running backs in history, in my opinion. Maybe not, like, flashy. Probably towards the bottom of the top 10, in my opinion, all time. I thought he had a really good career, and he deserves retirement. He deserves a calm retirement. Same thing with the next player, Alex Mack. After 13 seasons, he has announced his retirement. He was a center in the NFL for multiple different teams in his career. Now, the Cleveland Browns signed D'Ernest Johnson to a one-year deal to maintain their running back backfield outside of Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Just a necessary thing, a small little deal. Not much to go over there. Now, here's a big one. Aaron Donald got a raise when he restructured his contract with the LA Rams. He's now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. That's well-deserved. Led him to the Super Bowl. I think we all remember his one-handed tackle to save the game. So he deserves it. He was considering retirement. With this deal, he's not retiring. So he's got $40 million raise over the last 3 years of his existing contract. So he's the first non-quarterback to eclipse $30 million per season. So the total value over the next 3 years is $95 million. That's so much. He deserves it, though. He's longtime Pro Bowler, I think 8 Pro Bowls on defense. That's crazy. He's an absolute phenomenal defensive player. Deserved every penny of that deal. Especially after leading him to a Super Bowl and literally saving the game. So now the San Francisco 49ers have decided to excuse Jimmy Garoppolo from the mandatory minicamp. So this kind of shocked me. If I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know why I wouldn't be going to minicamp, because you still have a chance to win over the job for at least a couple weeks of the season. I'd be taking every shot I get to prove myself that I'm still good enough quarterback to play in the NFL at a high level. That's why I was shocked that he's excused for mandatory minicamp. Now here's some more stuff. This is Deebo Samuel, who's now expected to attend mandatory minicamp after wanting a trade from the 49ers. He's expected to attend the mandatory minicamp. Same thing with Nick Bosa. That's big. Marion Barber, the Bears and Cowboys running back from a bit ago, died at age 38. Rest in peace to him. May God rest his soul. Next up, Indianapolis Colts linebacker Darius Leonard apparently is feeling amazing after having his back surgery, but he's going to miss the start of training camp. Not a shock. He's ready to get back going. I mean, why wouldn't you be after sitting out for a while? Good thing he's recovering well, because back surgery is never easy to recover from. I hope this doesn't, like, screw up his form, because he's on pace to be one of the better linebackers in the NFL. I can't imagine him just, like, not being a star. Like, that's all I see when I look and, you know, predict his future. All I see is a star player. Now, next up, another OTA minicamp news part. Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf. He's not at minicamp, and it's an unexcused absence. Huge, because he probably means he's holding out for a new deal. Like, we were kind of predicting that, but now it kind of seems more and more likely that he is holding out and does want that new deal. Now, here's more Deshaun Watson news. This guy just can't stay out of the news. He just got two new civil lawsuits filed against him, raising the amount to 24 sexual misconduct and inappropriate misbehavior charges. And he also had massage appointments with 66 different women over the course of only 17 months. Or sorry, he had at least booked massage appointments with at least 66 different women over 17 months. This includes 24 women that have filed the lawsuits, two in the past week. Though, that's like absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Man can't stay out of the news. His suspension is going to be a big one. That's absolutely crazy. Now, a new extension for Cooper Kupp, the Rams wide receiver. He signed a 3-year, $80 million extension. All of that is deserved after leading them on offense alongside Matthew Stafford. He actually signed the contract wearing a Matthew Stafford jersey, meaning that chemistry has got to be pretty good. I think that that's going to be a force for the next couple of years, at least, of Kupp and Matthew Stafford. Next up, Baker Mayfield's excuse for mandatory minicamp in a quote-unquote mutual decision between the Browns and Baker. Obviously, Baker wouldn't want to. He doesn't want to be in Cleveland. But I'm surprised the Browns aren't making him come because he may have to start the season. He may have to start the season for them if Deshaun Watson's suspended, which he likely will be. So, I'm shocked. He's been in Texas rehabbing from an off-season surgery, repairing his torn labrum and his left non-throwing shoulder. I don't know why they consider it the best for both parties. That's what they said. I just don't see it. That's kind of odd to me. And then the last set of news, Hunter Renfrow agrees to a 2-year, $32 million extension with the Vegas Raiders. Now, this is big because you obviously want to keep a good player like Hunter Renfrow back. And seems like they've got him for the next 2 years, and it's going to be big. You'll be able to support Devontae Adams and because they're going to need more than just one target. That's going to be huge. Now, I will go over my divisional analysis for the next division. We're going to go over the AFC North. This division has the Cincinnati Bengals, who just went to the Super Bowl, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cleveland Browns, and the Baltimore Ravens. The Bengals obviously just went to the Super Bowl. They're going to be a good team. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, they're looking really good going into the next year. I really like the Bengals' chances of maybe repeating and getting a good playoff run at the least. That I wouldn't be shocked. They were 10-7 last year, winning the division. That's big. That's absolutely big for them because they needed to prove some doubters, because including me, like I needed proof that Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow were going to work out and live up to the hype. And Joe Burrow has definitely done it, and Ja'Marr Chase has definitely done that. I love how the Cincinnati Bengals are looking going into next season with a revamped offensive line and hopefully a better defense. That's big for me. That defense is going to be huge. That's the only thing I can see going wrong there in Cincinnati. Still that defense. It's my only doubt for them. In second last year was the 9-7-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. They made the playoffs. They were the only other team in the AFC North to make them. They were a solid team overall. They obviously weren't expected to make a run because, let's be honest, they were going to have to get through the Chiefs. That's not an easy deal. They actually played pretty solid in the first quarter of that game, second quarter of that game, but obviously it wasn't good enough. They just weren't as talented. Now with Big Ben gone, it's going to be huge to see how that quarterback battle is going to work out between Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. And I feel like there's someone else, but I'm forgetting them. Either way, Oh, Mitch Trubisky. That's who it was. That's going to be a pretty interesting quarterback battle. I think Najee Harris has good potential. That offensive line needs to get better, though. Plus, they need to, you know, maybe get another wide receiver. That would be my idea. On defense, they're still looking good with T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick, though. Next up, Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs next year. I think they're going to be, you know, like, just miss. They're going to be a narrow miss from the playoffs. They're going to probably be third in the division, in my opinion. Because next up, I have the Cleveland Browns. Now, just for this year, I have them going last in the division because they're going to have the quarterback problem. Because Deshaun Watson's not going to be coming in until later in the season because he's basically going to have an inevitable suspension. Let's be honest. He's going to get suspended for probably 10 games, 8 games. They're going to need steady quarterback play, and I don't think they'll be able to get it. So I think they're going to end up in last in the division, not even playing that bad, though. But in the future, I think they will get better with Deshaun Watson if he's still a good quarterback. We haven't seen him play in 2 years. Now, last year, they were 8-9. Again, another narrow miss for the playoffs. But they played some solid ball. But Baker Mayfield wasn't there. That's the key. And that's it, really. I think they're a good enough team, most, you know, more talented than some of the other teams here. But they're not, I don't think they're going to be able to make it without a good quarterback. And last in the division from last year was the Baltimore Ravens, also 8-9. But they lost Lamar Jackson that season. If they're getting Lamar Jackson back, I actually think they could make the playoffs again. The Baltimore Ravens can be a formidable team. Don't get me wrong. They may need some better wide receiving. But the defense is good. Quarterback's good. Offensive line solid. Running backs, they're getting all of them back. As long as they can stay healthy, they could be a really, really good team going into next year. And heck, since I have more time, I'm going to go over the AFC South as well. The winners of that division were the Tennessee Titans, who went 12-5 last season. Tennessee Titans obviously got Ryan Tannehill coming back, drafted Malik Willis. I think they had a really good draft. The Tennessee Titans, they're always going to be a good team with Derrick Henry leading the way in the backfield. He can single-handedly get them probably 10 wins. Now, they do need Treylon Burks to be available, and he needs to be big if they want to maintain the receiving game. That's going to be huge. That's the key for me in this upcoming season for the Tennessee Titans. Now, the next three teams didn't make the playoffs. Indianapolis went 9-8, narrowly missing because they lost to the Jaguars in the final game. That was pretty humiliating loss for the Indianapolis Colts team. I expected to make the playoffs. But, you know, they're looking good. They're looking better. This time they're going to have a better quarterback with Matt Ryan, Matty Ice. I think it's overall going to be another solid season for the Colts, maybe making it into the second round. I don't see them making it into the AFC Championship, but I think they just need to be just all around a bit better because they're all around okay right now. They need a bit more star power, in my opinion. I think they'll maintain that second spot in this division, though. And third in the division last year, 4-13, Houston Texans. Can't expect much from them. I mean, I think they'll get a bit better, maybe 5 wins, but that's about it. I can't expect much from them. And then same thing with Jacksonville Jaguars. Actually, I do expect them to get 6 or so wins, though, because Trevor Lawrence is going to be coming in for second year. They just look like an all-around better team with a better coach, better, you know, what's his name? Doug Peterson looks better than Urban Meyer did last year. I'm going to be interested to see how that works out. But that's my rankings for the AFC South. Tennessee in first, Indianapolis in second, Jacksonville in third, Houston in fourth. But that is going to be it for this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed my 2 divisional rankings and the crazy amount of OTA news and other news going around. Hope you guys enjoyed again, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.